We hear again from one verse of the reading of 1 Corinthians 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. In the name of Jesus. How much like you or me is Jesus? Your life, your humdrum duties, your mundane daily task, your problems, your fears of keeping your household safe from crime, fears of catching a sickness. How much like you is Jesus? One of the ways that Satan afflicts the Christian is to tempt us to spiritualize God, to spiritualize Jesus, to tempt us to think that down here on earth, we have our lowly bodily lives where we have to worry about cooking food, paying bills, fixing the stucco, cleaning the kitchen. We have these lowly bodily lives. But on the other hand, in heaven is the pure spiritual existence of God, an existence that is holy, unencumbered by the grittiness of creaturely life where we have our feet in the dirt. Jesus is pure and holy. His is the unstained life of soul and spirit. Ours is the bodily life of dirty fingernails, lying neighbors, and bodies always one step away from being sick. Jesus, spiritual and mystical, you and me, earthly and bodily. And to all of that, the resurrection says no. The resurrection says the division between Jesus and you is not the division of spiritual versus bodily, not mystical versus earthly. The resurrection says no to all of that. Paul wants the Christians in Corinth to be left in no doubt that Christ Jesus is raised from the dead. He bodily, on his legs and feet, walked out of that tomb, and because he is raised up from the dead, so will be every one of the Christians in Corinth. But Paul wrote not just for them, of course. Paul's an apostle. He's writing for the whole church, even for you and me and our children. You are to know that Christ Jesus is raised up from the dead, and because he is raised up from the dead, so are you. He walked out of the tomb as the one who had been crucified but now lives. He walked out of the tomb as the one who was blessed because he made himself poor in spirit when he did not count equality with his Father a thing to be held on to, but he became human and took the form of a servant to be poor in spirit and to be with sinners, taking their sin upon himself. Luke 6:20. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. He was bodily raised up from the dead as the one who was blessed because he hungered for righteousness. Righteousness to be given to the sinful woman at the well. Righteousness to be spoken to the tax collectors and drunks. Righteousness to be bestowed upon those of unclean conscience and under the verdict of the law. He was blessed as the one who hungered for righteousness, given as gift to every sinner living in fear. Luke 6:21. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. He was bodily raised up from the dead as the one who is blessed because he weeps with those who weep, with the family of Lazarus, as they wept outside of Lazarus's tomb before Jesus came and raised him from the dead. He was with the widow of Nain as she wept over the body of her dead son before Jesus raised him up from the dead. With his own mother, he wept as she wept while he was dying on the cross, and he spoke to her so kindly. He is blessed as the one who weeps with those who weep. Luke 6:21. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. He was bodily raised up from the dead as the one who is blessed because he was hated by the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. For he came not to condemn sinners, but forgive them. He was blessed as the one excluded from the company of the Sadducees and the keepers of the temple. For he proclaimed himself to be the Son of Man, standing in the stead of all men, of all sinners, to ransom them from sin and death. He is blessed, then, as the one reviled and spurned by those fighting to keep sinners under the accusation of the law. Luke 6:22. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. He was bodily raised up from the dead then, as the one who, before he was raised up, descended into hell to proclaim to the demons that his cross was their defeat. His crucifixion was the blood ransom for every sinner. And because he shed the righteous blood on the cross, they, the demons, had no more accusation to hold against those whom he has ransomed. No more power of death over those who had belonged to death, so that in walking out of the tomb, he was calling the sinners his own. He was bodily raised up from the dead, so that having been reviled and spurned on the cross, having by his cross fulfilled righteousness for every sinner whose sin he had taken upon himself, and having proclaimed victory over the demons, he rejoiced. He leapt for joy. For his reward in heaven he gained, not for himself. He already had heaven. But his reward in heaven was the gift he freely and joyfully gives to the sinner. Luke 6:23. Blessed are you. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward in heaven is great. Jesus is raised up from the dead, writes the apostle. You may now think of your Lord not spiritually, not mystically, but bodily, for that is what the resurrection means. The division between the Lord and us never was the division of spirit and body. Never was the division of mystical versus earthly. It was always the division of holy versus unholy, of righteous versus sin, of clean versus defiled. So he came in the body. He died in the body. He was raised up in the body to ransom and forgive and cleanse us, for we live in the body. Now his bodily resurrection is your resurrection, the bodily resurrection of you and me and our families. The promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, to all whom the Lord of life calls to his name. Jesus is bodily raised up from the dead, but he is not alone. He is, Paul says, the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits is not first fruits, except that it has the fruit which follows. Jesus is bodily raised up from the dead as the one blessed by his Father and leaping with joy in eternity. He is your first fruits. You are his fruit. You are baptized into him. He gathers you to his name. Gathered to his name, you hear him speak to you all the gifts of his resurrected, eternally living body. Take and eat my body. Take and drink my blood for the forgiveness of your sin. Because he is bodily resurrected, he has body and blood to give. No corpse gives body and blood. Because he is bodily resurrected, when you hear those words, take and eat, take and drink, you may know that he is giving himself to you in the fullness of his crucifixion and resurrection. In that piece of bread, in that drink of the wine, this bread and this wine that he has taken up into his use, in this he is giving to you to receive the fullness of himself in body and blood, the fullness of what he did toward that woman at the well, toward that widow in Nain, toward the tax collectors and sinners that he ate with and drank wine with. You receive him and all that he is, all that he has done, nothing left out. Because he is resurrected, his word of forgiveness forgives your sin here on earth, cleanses your conscience here on earth, even as by that same word, he is justifying you before his Father in heaven. For he is resurrected from the dead, blessed by his Father, and his blessing he speaks to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.